WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Fighting ramping up in Gaza as Israeli strike hit a school, killing at least 17 people, including women and children sheltering at the facility, according to Palestinian medical officials. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Qatar today and before leaving for London, telling reporters there's a renewed push to start talks to end the war in Gaza and release the hostages held by Hamas.
I anticipate that our negotiators will be getting together in the coming days.
Blinken also announcing another $135 million in humanitarian aid for Palestinians. Presidential candidates taking their message to swing states. Kamala Harris will be back in Georgia today. Donald Trump returning to Arizona and Nevada, both courting undecided voters. Jobless claims fell last week, a reverse of what economists expected and signaling a resilient labor market. Mortgage rates, though, still on a roller coaster ride. The average rate on a 30-year home loan edging up to 6.54%. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. 1 year after the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center requested a $1 million emergency line of credit, officials say that credit has not been used once. On Tuesday, the DECC board confirmed that the organization is not looking to extend the credit after seeing a 19% jump in new revenue. They initially requested the credit line due to higher-than-expected utility bills, but never intended to use it unless they truly needed to in order to remain open. DECC officials also thanked area residents for showing up consistently to support the facility. The driver who crashed into a power pole in Ashland and temporarily knocked power out in the area has been arrested for driving under the influence. According to XL Energy officials, about 1,100 customers in Ashland lost power as a result of the late-night Tuesday crash, and extensive damage to the pole kept that section of Highway 2 closed for hours. According to the Ashland Police Department, 59-year-old Terry Weaver was taken to the hospital for treatment following the crash and was later charged for driving with a revoked license and OWI. The Damiano Center in Duluth will receive $1.4 million of funding for renovations to help address homelessness. On Tuesday, the St. Louis County Board approved the funding under the Stepping On Up initiative, allowing the center to renovate its third floor to serve the unhoused population. Funding for the project was provided by the American Rescue Plan Act, the city's public safety funds, and from TIF funding that was set aside for the canceled Hawk Ridge Estate project. The timeline for the renovations has not been announced. Duluth residents may have noticed a new red magnet on police department squad cars around the city this week. According to the Duluth Police Department, the magnets are part of a partnership with the DEA for the Red Ribbon Campaign. The campaign is meant to raise awareness about the importance of living in a drug-free community and encourage residents to maintain a healthy lifestyle and seek resources and help if they're struggling. The campaign has been going on for decades in honor of a DEA agent killed in 1985. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks win their season opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 124-109 win over the 76ers in Philadelphia. Damian Lillard had 30 points and was asked, did the Bucks play better on defense?
Yeah, I think especially when it came down to the paint. You know, Brooke was a beast. Giannis was a beast protecting the paint. That's what we talked about. Our base defense of just getting stops and protecting the paint like we want to. I thought, you know, our bigs did a great job of that.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It was great. The game plan was exactly what we wanted.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers getting ready to host the No. 3 ranked Nittany Lions of Penn State. Game time 6:30 at Camp Randall Stadium Saturday night. NFL, the Packers have former Jets head coach and 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh evaluating the offense. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, can it help?
Yeah, I think it helps. I mean, having a defensive, you know, mind talking offense and helping us, you know, with things that we might be able to see, it helps.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Winds whipping out of the south today are shoving us to highs in the low 60s. Clouds are increasing this afternoon as a cold front approaches, bringing widespread rain of around a quarter of an inch. It'll push in this evening, but be gone by tomorrow. More sunshine will return with cooler highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Jim Santel, Mark Jacob, Kiev Akil, Dan Schumacher, and heading into the final 10 days of election campaigning.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Thursday, October 24th, 2024. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. 6 past 1 o'clock. Welcome to hour number 2 of the big show. Big first hour, Mr. Zommers. Mark Becker with his breaking news of Rob Coles, longest-serving senator, longest-serving Republican state senator in Wisconsin right now. Currently, as a sitting state senator endorsing Kamala Harris, you can hear for president, you can hear that entire interview at 2 p.m. on Saturday on Rational Revolution right here in Civic Media. Or if you can't wait, like a kid at Christmas, go to wherever you get your podcast, dial up Rational Revolution, or at civicmedia.us, you can hear the entire interview with Mark Becker and State Senator Rob Coles.
Yes, and if you want to read that article and see the watch/listen, it is linked in the first hour's podcast for today, which is already posted on civicmedia.us and elsewhere.
Fantastic. And then, of course, we have our old friend Matt Flynn in, which, again, I don't know anybody who just makes me feel better have him around than Matt Flynn, because he's smart. And he knows stuff, but he's not like an arrogant person. He's down to earth and he makes you laugh.
Yes, absolutely. He's not aloof.
No, that's a good word. He is not aloof. A little birthday calendar news. We said it on the stream. You can always watch us on the stream at Civic Media. We got to get our show page back up. Anyway, Civic Media on YouTube, also on Facebook and Twitter at the Todd Albaugh Show or Civic Media. And Tom from LA Tom, birthday today. Another great October birthday. So happy birthday. Also, I have my friend Carlos Rodriguez, also a birthday today.
Also happy birthday.
Yeah. So Tom in LA Tom and Carlos, happy birthday to all of you. And or both of you, I should say, to anybody else celebrating today. And appreciate everybody for listening, of course. Always great to have you along. We kind of got, I shouldn't say lost. It was just we had big news of our own or Mark Becker had there with the Rob Coles endorsement of Kamala Harris. But there was another big endorsement today as well. This one out of Waukesha, the Waukesha mayor endorsing Kamala Harris as well. Pretty big news in its own right. Sean Riley, mayor of Waukesha, a former Republican, changed his, I guess, affiliation to independent after January 6th happened. And announced that he, too, is voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. I mean, ground zero for so very many years in Wisconsin Republican politics, Waukesha, right? City of Waukesha, Waukesha County, the Wild Counties. And now you have the mayor down there endorsing Kamala Harris on the same day that longest-serving state senator Rob Coles in Wisconsin also endorses Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Add to that other, well, my former boss, State Senator Dale Schultz, former Senate Majority Leader, close friend of Senator Coles, also on the Harris-Walz bandwagon, endorsing them. Growing every day. Common sense, principled Republicans, not MAGA Republicans, not mega Republicans, but actual bona fide, principled conservatives endorsing Kamala Harris. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Cindy, listening on WISS in Oshkosh. Cindy from Appleton. Sorry we couldn't get you on before the top of the hour, Cindy, but thanks for calling back. What do you have?
That's right. Well, I wasn't going to take a little credit for Rob Coles coming out for Kamala because I ran into him at an event last Thursday up in Green Bay, and he told me he was not going to vote for Trump. He didn't say he was going to vote for Kamala, but I said, you know what? The only way that you Republicans, you old Republicans that want your party back, are going to take your party back is by coming out for Kamala and making these people wake up and realize that MAGA has got to die.
Yeah. And I mean, so good on you and good on a lot of people, probably the of Senator Cole's constituents or from the Fox Valley expressing that. And I would say good on him. You know, for anybody who says that, oh, well, you know, he already announced he wasn't going to run for re-election. Look, he is still a sitting state senator, still a sitting Republican state senator. And as someone who sat in a lot of those Republican Senate caucuses, this is not easy for him. He is the last. I will tell you, as someone who at one time knew very well every member of the Senate Republican caucus, Rob Coles is the last of a dying breed of Republican state senators and legislators in the building a block away from me. He is the last one.
Yep.
And he's already been ostracized. Devin Lemahieu, the state Senate Majority Leader, took his committee chairmanship away for the audit committee. And you want to know why? Because he was fair and because he ran it straight up along with J.M. Walt Mueller for so long. And so this is a big deal. And you're right, Cindy. You're absolutely right. He deserves credit and credit to you and other constituents up there for expressing yourselves. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I'd like to weigh in on this news of Rob Coles and endorsing Vice President Harris, Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president, or from Waukesha. Our listeners down there in Waukesha, Milwaukee, that area. Or anywhere else, obviously. But it's bigger news, I think, for people in the Southeast. Because Waukesha is, and it's still, I mean, it hasn't gone blue. But it's gotten more purple-ish over the last couple of elections.
The thing that strikes me about it is that clearly the people of Waukesha trust Mayor Sean Riley because he was a Republican, but he left the party after January 6th in 2021. And he was reelected after that.
Right.
So I guess enough people in Waukesha agree with him that I think this may have some effect.
Agreed. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Have not mentioned the name, and I don't know why, this is on Todd, of Craig Gilbert lately. One of the best journalists in the state of Wisconsin, in my humble opinion, semi-retired, used to be a regular journalist for the Journal Sentinel in Milwaukee. Still does special stories, does a lot of reporting, does just a wonderful person and a smart man, smart person, Craig Gilbert. Has a story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. Headline, here are the Wisconsin places where gains or losses could tip the 2024 election. Craig Gilbert writes, it's plain old addition and subtraction. That's one way to look at the 2024 election in Wisconsin. Republican Donald Trump lost this state 4 years ago by a mere 20,682 votes out of roughly 3.3 million cast. That means he needs a quote-unquote net gain of 20,683 over his 2020 performance to flip Wisconsin and defeat Kamala Harris. And those gains must come from somewhere. There's every reason to believe and to expect that Trump will do better in some places than he did in 2020, and there is every reason to expect he'll do worse in others. The political map is shifting here. Some parts of Wisconsin are getting redder, and others are getting bluer. He says this is a look at those gains and losses and how it could happen this time for each side, using the 2020 votes as a baseline. But Craig Gilbert says, first, let's revisit where the vote shifts occurred last time when when Wisconsin flipped from barely red by 0.8 of a point in 2016 to barely blue by 0.6 of a point. Despite his statewide defeat in 2020, Trump gained ground across much of Wisconsin compared to 2016. He improved his point margin in 38 of the state's 72 counties. These are the places that got a little redder 4 years ago. They were mostly small rural communities in the north, west, and center of Wisconsin. Though the single biggest one, and I did not realize this till I read Craig's article, Kenosha County. And we spent a lot of time on the show, as Craig points out, places along and north of Highway 29, which basically connects Green Bay to Eau Claire, key areas. Then Eau Claire down to La Crosse, down to southwest Wisconsin, and over to Madison. Interstate Highway 14 in southwest Wisconsin. And then kind of Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids. But the single biggest place where Trump picked up votes was Kenosha County. Back to the article by Craig Gilbert in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Trump realized a net gain in these 38 counties is around 31,000 votes, meaning he won these places collectively by 31,000 votes more than he won them in 2016. That is not by itself a huge shift. And the problem for Trump, Craig Gilbert writes, was that these gains are more than offset by the ground he lost elsewhere. Trump's point margin got worse in 31 counties compared to 2016. Trump lost these places by a combined 77,000 votes more than he lost them in 2016. The counties where Democrats made gains included the three most populous ones in Wisconsin. Very blue Milwaukee and Dane County, where Madison lies, got even bluer. And very red Waukesha, which we just talked about, got less red. Craig Gilbert writes, the raw vote shifts in Milwaukee and Dane counties were much bigger than in Waukesha. In fact, Milwaukee and Dane accounted for more than two-thirds of the vote shift in blue trending counties. Where do you think that Trump will do better or worse? Where do you think that Harris will do better or worse? Give us a call, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our very own Luke Mathers telling me just before we went on the air that the place that has the highest rate of return ballots, in-person voting right now, early voting, Dane County. Dane County. Gilbert writes in this article, the most reliable 30-year trend in Wisconsin elections is the growth of the Democratic vote in Madison and its suburbs, which keep getting bluer and bluer. How much could that change the electoral math this time? Since 2000, Democrats have averaged a net gain of more than 20,000 votes in Dane County every successive presidential election. Back with your phone calls and more. 855-752-4842 is the All Ball Show for a Thursday on Civic Media's Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. a Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wear a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, discussing for a moment great article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in print and online at jsonline.com, talking about where potentially Trump and Harris have to do better to win Wisconsin. As I said, my gut and my sources tell me that right now, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania has Harris up in each one. Not by huge margins, but a consistent margin of somewhere between 2 and 3.5%. Remember, as Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School poll says, polls don't vote, people do. But yes, it's going to be close. Craig Gilbert says in this article, singles out a place that we've been going to and will be at next week. More on that later. Campus cities and towns. Wisconsin, he writes, has dozens of college campuses and more than 300,000 college students. The fact that the state has election day registration has made it easier to mobilize students here. And while a pandemic vastly reduced in-person campus organizing in 2020, that is not the case this year. This is a priority for Democrats. At the same time, polling has pointed to a bigger gender gap among young voters, with Harris doing much worse among younger voters than younger women, which could make it more difficult for Democrats to expand their vote here. The broader population in campus towns and cities has been trending in a Democratic direction. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Jay, listening in Green Lake, Wisconsin. Beautiful Green Lake. Jay, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, so I work on the cannabis issue, marijuana legalization. I work with a group called the Wisconsin Cannabis Activist Network, and we're out in the field, and I don't know if you guys give a overall percentage of the vote or single-issue vote to marijuana, but what I'm finding here in the field, especially in these close districts that are red but are kind of toss-up, I'm finding a lot of people in the field are telling me they're still going to, especially Republicans, they're still going to throw their vote to Trump at the top, but they're going to split their ticket on the way down and not vote for Republicans this time at the state level, specifically because of that, the cannabis legalization.
And it's interesting you report that. I mean, as far as I know that, you know, Vice President Harris has talked about legalization on that. I don't know that you know, Trump is trying to portray himself as the law and order guy and the Christian conservative. I would think that once you explain it to people that, look, there's a better chance to have at least some form of legalization under a Harris administration than the Trump administration. What do they say when you tell them that?
Well, so the federal government seems to move much, much slower than the states do. And obviously with 38 medical states and 28 legal states that have legal recreational marijuana, Wisconsinites don't really think that the federal government needs to get involved in this issue or that's going to be the make or breaker. But, you know, they still like Trump. They're still Republicans. But this marijuana issue is big to them. And like I said, the legalization in Wisconsin has really been stopped by the Republicans. So they still want to throw that ticket to the top for Trump, even though they know maybe Harris would be a little bit more supportive on that marijuana stuff. But they don't really, you know, the average Wisconsinite doesn't see the need for the federal government to tell us whether or not the state of Wisconsin can legalize it. Mm. So it's kind of a moot point, But
I think you would agree, right, that under Project 2025 written by the Heritage Foundation, Trump wants to basically, pardon the pun, Trump state law. So if Trump were to get another term and be unfettered, whatever happens, even if Democrats would have control of the state legislature, it might not matter because Trump would just come in and say, we're taking over under authoritarian rule. So I think that the bottom line is if people really want legalization on this, the correct vote is Kamala Harris, because she would certainly protect that right much more than Donald Trump.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that wholeheartedly. I just find it interesting that the people who are really, and they're not single issue voters, but they're the Republicans I'm talking to that really are concerned about marijuana legalization. They still want to, for some reason, throw that vote to Trump, but they know they're not going to throw the vote down the line here to our state senators and assembly reps.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that. Thank you very much for calling in. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I would say to those voters, quit smoking. We know what you're smoking. Just quit smoking it. because that's just a bizarre take. I mean, that's just not even a... I mean, I'm not questioning Jay that maybe people are telling him that, but that it does not add up.
Right. It's just like Trigvi says, I think for people who have these beliefs, we need to talk to them and just walk through calmly and be like, you know, does that make sense though? Because if you think through it and you look at what they're saying they're going to do, the candidates, like you said, with Project 2025, it would erase those rights for you.
Correct.
Even if you're local state legislators.
Right. Project 2025 clearly spells out that federal law, federal officials, federal agencies will come in and usurp state and local rights and individual rights. And if you're an actual libertarian or if you're an actual principled conservative, that is antithetical to what you should believe. So put down the bong, clear your head before you go vote. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dave, listening to Berlin, says, quote, I'm having a real hard time believing the race is so close. The garbage spewing out of Trump's sewer is unbelievable, unquote. I get that, Dave. I think that there are certainly folks like myself, I'll put myself in this category, that say, look, I can stand back and listen and say, look, there's no way I would ever vote for someone who is saying that the enemy is from within, that he wants to use the national military to go after people that disagree with him. It just doesn't add up. That is antithetical to the Constitution, to America. It's not what we believe in Americans. People have fought and died for freedom in this country. I can't imagine electing someone to the Oval Office that says that they're a fan of Hitler. But there are people who do, and that's why it's important to go out and vote. Early voting is on now through November 5th, Election Day. We'll come back to more of your calls after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Nearly 100,000 people cast in-person absentee ballots on the first day of early voting in Wisconsin. The high turnout led to long delays at some polling stations across the state, even causing election-related computer systems to become overwhelmed. Early in-person voting has been on the rise across the country, especially in swing states like Wisconsin. Nearly 20,000 more people voted on the first day of in-person early voting this year compared to the 2020 presidential election, but the pandemic likely affected those numbers. Consistently dry weather across the state has led to Wisconsin farmers completing their harvests earlier than expected. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the corn harvest for grain is 12 days ahead of average, and the soybean harvest is 4 weeks ahead of average. While the dry weather has allowed farmers to harvest their crops earlier than usual, it's also led to a drop in their quality. Farming officials say soil around the state is showing signs of being depleted, and more crop yields are being lost to weather-related issues. A new terminal at the Sky Harbor Airport will be named after a local engineer this week. A naming ceremony was scheduled for Thursday for the new Robert R. Gilruth Terminal at the Duluth Airport. Gilruth was a Duluth native who held leadership positions at NASA during the height of the space race, serving as the first director of NASA's Manned Spacecraft Center. The new terminal features over $2.5 million of upgrades, including a new pilot lounge, modern flight planning room, vending options, and outdoor patio space. The driver who crashed into a power pole in Ashland and temporarily knocked power out in the area has been arrested for driving under the influence. According to XL Energy officials, about 1,100 customers in Ashland lost power as a result of the late-night Tuesday crash, and extensive damage to the pole kept that section of Highway 2 closed for hours. According to the Ashland Police Department, 59-year-old Terry Weaver was taken to the hospital for treatment following the crash and was later charged for driving with a revoked license and OWI. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Actress Zoe Saldana takes her craft seriously. How seriously? She told Variety that she wanted to go back and reshoot Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame because she says now she totally understands her character, Gamora's arc, better. She says she knows it can't happen, but she wishes she could because now she has a better grasp on what directors the Russo brothers had in mind. Ouch. I love Zoe Saldana, but maybe you do a little more homework next time before you hit the screen for two multi-million dollar films. Saldana played the same role in the Guardians of the Galaxy films as well. Netflix has announced there will be a season 2 of the A24 show Beef. The Hollywood Reporter says season 2 will focus on a young couple who witnesses a fight between their boss and his wife, and will star the outstanding Carey Mulligan and Oscar Isaacson. Season 1, starring Steven Yeun and Ali Wong, took home 8 Emmys. Isaacson and Mulligan worked together previously in the Coen brothers' film Inside Llewyn Davis. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Winds whipping out of the south today are shoving us to highs in the low 60s. Clouds are increasing this afternoon as a cold front approaches, bringing widespread rain of around a quarter of an inch. It'll push in this evening, but be gone by tomorrow. More sunshine will return with cooler highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes! From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need. And more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's Wisconsin and Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on your local Civic Media radio station, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we'll dive into Kamala Harris's policies with Earl Ingram. Plus, are GOP polls rigging the averages in favor of Trump? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Bad boys, what you want, what you want, what you gonna do when
you gonna do? Yeah. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, October 24th. Zomer's magical fingers on the board, dialing up a little. What you gonna do when they come for you?
Somewhere, my mom just got a headache.
Really?
She hates that song so much. My dad used to watch the show that it's a theme song for, and every time it would come on, she'd be like, ah, and go, like, you know, fake scream and go run in the other room.
I'll explain why I asked Zomers to dial that up in a second. But first, go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Gary in Sussex, out on the road on this beautiful fall day. Gary, are you driving? Are you working on the job? How's it going today?
Yeah, I'm working on a rooftop.
Well, good Lord, be careful. Don't be talking and falling off of a roof, Gary.
No. It's a flat roof.
But okay.
The belts are squealing like crazy, so I tried to sand them up, and they're making a lot of noise, so I had to go get new belts. But I just want to ask you,
Todd,
really believe that when Donald Trump becomes president, that he's going to have the ability to go tell the military to go out there and get guys like Adam Schiff that went out there and held up this envelope with the pictures of Trump and the prostitutes in Russia jumping on the bed and peeing all over the place. He said, I have these pictures right here in this envelope. Well, it turned out that was all a big lie. Now, he might try to go out there and get them, but he can't use the military. The military won't do it. He doesn't have the power to do it. You know it, and I know it, and, you know, and I think you guys are just trying to scare everybody that's sitting on the fence, you know?
Well, I want to let you finish, because I think it just proves my point that you and I see things closer than you might think, or maybe some of our listeners might think. I agree with you. I think we are in agreement that under a normal world and under a world of law and order that you and I think agree upon, the president of the United States should not be able to do that. You're right. But we now have a U.S. Supreme Court that has ruled that anything that the president of the United States doesn't matter. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, doesn't matter. Anything,
but that's not true.
That is true. That anything that they do while in office that's an official act is protected. So that's that's a broad and dangerous thing to say. Wait a minute. I'll let you talk.
Okay.
And so when you have a Supreme Court that, you know, we don't know exactly how they would rule on every single case, but that's now the precedent that's on the books. And so if we can't trust that the court would stop an action like that, and then you look at Project 2025, which is in fact written by Trump acolytes and former staffers. I was at the RNC, Gary, in Milwaukee, Republican mm-hmm. National Convention. First banner I saw, huge area, Heritage Foundation. Make no mistake about it. Heritage Foundation and MAGA are one and the same. And the Heritage Foundation and Project 2025 clearly lays out that Trump is going to usurp the power of states and individuals. And he's also said his own words on the record that he is going to get rid of, quote, woke generals, fire members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and put in people. And you and I think, could agree that it doesn't matter whether it's radio broadcasters or teachers or chefs or military, there are always going to be a couple of bad apples in every vocation. There are some bad apples in the military that would go along with what Trump has said. Those people do not get appointed to the Joint Chiefs of Staff because there's a lot of screening. But Trump has said he's going to fire these people, these career generals that have earned that position, have been confirmed by the Senate. He's going to get rid of them in favor of loyalists who will do what he says. So you're right, Gary. In a normal world with a normal president and a Supreme Court, that would never happen. But I'm taking Trump at his word, and combined with the Supreme Court, it could happen.
Well, the thing is, it's the Supreme Court ruled that you can't go out there and get him in trouble as president. Let's say if you go out there and send some missiles into some city and you blow up the wrong building, you blow up a bunch of a school and kill a bunch of kids, that the president of the United States can't be sued or thrown in jail for misdoing something. But they said it has to be within reason. He cannot go out there and then shoot somebody.
But
the Supreme Court's not going to protect him.
But you just nailed it.
And you know it.
But you just nailed it, Gary. You just nailed it. No. Within reason. And I'm not an attorney, but I used to work for a law firm. And intent and reason are two things that attorneys like to use in the law that are vague, wide open, and open to interpretation. And that's what scares the crap out of me.
If Trump went into your studio and shot you because you said what you said, I would be so angry with him, and I would believe that you should be thrown in prison. I like you as a person. Yeah. I respect you as a person.
And likewise.
You're a stand-up guy. You let me talk on the radio and give my point of view. And you know what? It's good for ratings, because when I get off the radio, you're going to have all your little –
I let you talk because you're a principled guy and you're calm and you have an opinion and you're not mean about it and you're not personal about it. And I think that we should all be willing, as I like to quote Ted Lasso all the time, I'm curious. I try not to be judgmental. And I think it's healthy for us to have a dialogue, even between people that don't always agree all the time. But I think you're a principled person. I think you're a great American. We just happen to have a difference of opinion. But that's what makes America great. One of the things, Gary, is that we have a country that allows us to have free speech and disagree with each other and still sit down and have a beer.
Hello, if I may ask a quick question. You said that...
Go ahead.
What you said was that Trump can't get the military after people, not that he doesn't want to or claim that he will try. I mean, do we want a president who's going to try to do things that even within reason they shouldn't be able to do? And he's clarified repeatedly in multiple interviews that, nope, that is what he meant.
Do you know when he said he's going to be a dictator in day one, what do you honestly think that he meant by that? He said that he's going to go out there and reverse everything that Kamala Harris and Biden did as far as the border. They're going to put back the stay in Mexico, and they're going to do all that other sort of stuff. He was making a point. It was like a rhetorical word or something like that. It wasn't mean that he's going to be put on a hat and get a gun and walk around with as a military dictator.
What about the military mobilization against the enemy from within?
I'm not interested in going down this road anymore. I thought we're at a good place, Gary. We're at a good place. You know, I'm not interested in getting into a big argument here. So, but I appreciate your call as always. Thank you very much. Where's the alcohol? We started is there a bar in the studio yet? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let me go. Here's what we're gonna go down the road when we play that music. Everybody remember Paul Harvey? Some people do. The rest of the story. Now you know the rest of the story. Donald Trump is closing his campaign. By the way, this is not Paul Harvey. Donald Trump is closing his campaign with a threat to the enemy within. What Trump is saying reminds me of Martin Nomaller, born in 1892 and died in 1984. Martin Nomaller. You say, well, Todd, that's a older person, not even here anymore. Well, Nomaller was a prominent Lutheran pastor in Germany. And in the 1920s and 30s, he sympathized with Nazi ideas and supported their right-wing politics. But then Adolf Hitler subverted the Protestant church to make it a tool of his far-right agenda. Nomaller's criticism of Hitler's church policy landed him into a concentration camp where he stayed for 8 years until Nazi rule ended in 1945. Nomaller came to realize that he and other German citizens had been complicit through silence, indifference, and inaction to what the Nazi did, and he is known today for his post-war statement. This might strike a bell. It says, quote, first they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out. because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Unquote. We humans are just not very good sometimes at calculating risk. It's our nature to think that bad things are going to happen to the other person, not us. But when Trump lists his enemies, you can believe that he and the MAGA folks are serious. For those keeping score at home, communities targeted as enemies include LGBTQ, journalists, political opponents, prosecutors, judges and jurors, election workers, civil service workers. Then, on October 19th, in a social media post, Trump added a, quote, enemy within, unquote, that gave me a chill. Campaign donors. So here's the thing. The names of contributors to political campaigns are public record. Trump's rhetoric inspires acts by a few fringe extremist followers, and those acts can, keyword can, include violence. Niemoller's message is that ordinary citizens can accept personal responsibility and not be complicit in crimes. Trump disregards freedom of speech and the safety of Americans. We don't have to be complicit. We can take personal responsibility and speak out. And above all, vote. So I'm very proud of State Senator Rob Coles today for speaking out. Very proud of the mayor of Waukesha, Sean Riley, for speaking out. We can all speak out at this time and create a coalition to defeat Trump and Trumpism, because it's not American. And it's certainly not conservative. And it's certainly not Republican. It's self-serving, self-aggrandizing, narcissistic, and dangerous. I'm going to keep asking the question now to Election Day. Look in the mirror. Don't look at the TV. Don't listen to the radio in terms of the political ads. Don't look at what's in your mailbox in terms of political ads. Look at yourself when you brush your teeth every morning or before you go to bed at night. And ask yourself, what do you feel in your gut and in your heart and in your soul? And look at the two choices we have. And yes, I know it's unfortunate for some folks, but there are only two realistic choices for president of the United States next in a week, a little over a week. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. One of those people is going to be the next president. So don't waste a vote by voting for a third party. Don't waste your vote by writing someone in. Certainly don't just say, I'm not going to vote for anybody. But ask yourself in the mirror as you brush your teeth, who would I leave my kids with as a babysitter? Who would I invite for Thanksgiving dinner? Who would I want as my neighbor, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? And then vote accordingly. And as we talked earlier, don't look at the polls right now. They're a mess. There's one poll we're going to talk about next week, as a matter of fact, on Thursday. Because next Wednesday, the Marquette Law School poll comes out. And we will talk about that one on Thursday because that actually means something. We'll come back, wrap up the show, get ready for Maggie Dawn right here on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. A little news for you from CBS News Radio and also, or I should say not also, wouldn't that be something? Yeah, ABC and CBS on the same network. It'll be ABC or CBS News at the top of the hour, depending upon which of our great stations across the Civic Media Radio Network you are listening to. And then a little sports with our own sports reporter, Mike Clemens. And then the Maggie Dawn Show. Every afternoon from 2 until 4, Maggie Dawn. Make it your listening habit every afternoon, 2 to 4. And then Dom Salvia. With the Dom Salvia Show from 4 until 6. Our friend Pete Schwabba from 6 until 8 was on the show last night. Had a heck of a lot of fun. Thanks for Pete and Conrad for having me on. We talked about, I still got the bracelet on, just a bit outside the movie. It wraps up tonight at several theaters in Wisconsin. I think the last showing in Sauk City or Prairie du Sac was today at 12:45, so too late up there. That one's just getting ready to get over. But I think down in Wauwatosa, I think that one might be still playing yet tonight at the Rosebud and other places as well. So go to justabitoutsidethemovie.com, justabitoutsidethemovie.com, story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers World Series run. Great show, great film. I call it the film of the fall. Get to a theater tonight in Wisconsin, closing night here in Wisconsin. It may, keyword may, come around streaming or DVD in the future, but no assurances. So get there tonight. Be one of the cool kids. See the movie just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. By the way, I was never a hip, cool kid. It may surprise people, but I was not. Here's what the hip, cool kids are doing, though, in Wisconsin. The first day of in-person early voting in Wisconsin saw, hold on to your bonnets. Go take a guess, Summers. How many people do you think voted early in the state of Wisconsin on the first
on
day?
On the first day?
On the first day of early voting.
20,000.
That's a wonderful guess. Not correct. But replicate that 4 times, almost. 5. First day of early in-person voting, 97,436 ballots cast for the November 5th election. You my listening friends and viewers, can be a hip kid too. Don't miss out. Just Google My Vote WI to find your polling place. My Vote WI. There you go. Zomers has it up on the screen. MyVote.wi.gov. To find your polling place, go there, fill out an absentee ballot, and submit it right there on the spot. Don't have to put it into a box or nothing. Just hand it to your friendly local poll person. That's all you have to do.
It is very easy. I've done it before. And
have you done it yet?
Not for this one. I'm doing it tomorrow morning before I come in to work. But it's I did it in Madison during the 2022 midterm elections, and it was so easy. I walked in, and I was already registered. But even if you're not, it doesn't take long. And I filled it out and gave it to him, and I was like, wait, that's it?
That's all.
There was no line. No. It took like 5 minutes.
And that's I'm not sure I'm going to do it this afternoon.
There probably will be a line if you do it now. This is a presidential election. Right. But
the lines might be shorter than they will be on election day. And I'm not sure I'm going to do it this afternoon or tomorrow morning, but I do plan I'm going to vote early this year as well, because we're going to be on the road next week with our friends Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen from the Union, going all over the state.
And then we'll be a little busy on election day proper here.
Yes. So I thought, well, better get it done early. So I will have my voting sticker, I voted sticker, either tomorrow or on Monday, depending. But you can go to, again, it is myvote.wi.gov. myvote.wi.gov. Be a voter, as Luke Mathers likes to say. Have a plan to be a voter.
And just take a minute and write down or put in your calendar or choose a time and then commit to going. Because if you just say, oh, I'm going to vote early, and then don't actually make a specific plan, you might procrastinate.
One of our texters off the text line saying, I voted by mail. It felt so satisfying. I'm going to do it again. No, you're not.
Even if you did, it wouldn't work because Wisconsin's got a lot of safeguards for voting
security. A lot of safeguards. We don't need more dysfunction, you understand? We're trying to make sure people know that everybody's voting in Wisconsin is safe, secure, and accurate. And to Zomer's point, yes, it is next to, as my granddad would have said, partner impossible to vote twice in the state of Wisconsin. Listener up at WLAK, beautiful Amory up there in River Falls, saying yesterday after work, I saw a line that went out the door by City Hall in River Falls. Wow. Great job by folks up there in River Falls. That's fantastic. Of course, the hometown of our very own Trigvi Olson. It was great being up there this year with him in his hometown, River Falls. Just a great, great, I have a great downtown. Had lunch down there. I had breakfast down there. Some great little local taverns and bars as well. So, yeah, beautiful area up there in River Falls. Tomorrow, coming up on the big show. Now, yesterday, I was half out of my mind. Some people, he's always half out of his mind. I chalk it up to excitement and now old age. I promoed that our very close friend, great friend, Kira Sabin, life coach and positivity psychologist, will be on the show today. It's tomorrow. So Kira Sabin will be on from 1 till 2 tomorrow, be talking about mental health. I cannot wait. Kira will be here tomorrow, I believe, in studio. And also, perhaps our very own Brady Ewing will be on the show. And also Reed Ribble, former Republican congressman from up in the 8th District. So big, big Friday show. We'll see you then. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Maggie Dawn.
Next, Tom Polsiewicz and I dig into John Kelly's blockbuster New York Times interview. We've got the clips from the interview. Donald Trump fully bear-hugging Adolf Hitler. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.